I want to move on to your own brief, Minister, because in his opening remarks to the Ardesh last night, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he singled you out for mention. He promised that there would be a future for farming families. And yet, as we're speaking here today, farming families are protesting outside a supermarket in Cavan Town. Egg producers, pig farmers protesting about the price they are getting for their produce at the point of retail. Before coming on air, I spoke to two of them, beginning with Gary Pepper, a pig farmer from Coothill. And I began by asking him how much money he's losing at the moment.
Oh, look, it's dreadful. It's going on now, probably, as we were saying, over 400 days of this now. You're heading on 14 months of losing money. I sell 1,200 pigs a month, so it was 50, 60,000 a month I was losing, so like it was horrendous. I don't mind taking the pain sometime. You know, you have to with pigs, you know, it's supply and demand, and you have to take the good with the bad. But just it's going on now for so long. It's only me and four staff, so like you're a relatively small farm to be losing such a lot of money. Although, there's loads of money in the system. Like, the end product is still... Like, no, it's just we're not getting a fair share. Like, 12%, that's what we get of the end product that's been sold in the shop. That's wrong, like, and we're getting left with nothing. So, like, that's the, there is loads of money in the system. It doesn't have to go up to the person buying it, the customer. Like,
what kind of an increase would you need to, you know, make a decent profit?
Like, 20% is, like, we've got 20% of the end product. It's huge to us. And we got support from the government already, and that, like, we got 100,000. That we got that, and that's brilliant, and it's such a huge help and such a relief, because boys were just going out of their minds trying to wonder how they're going to pay for feed and get feed for pigs. But like I said, I probably lost between 350,000 and 400,000. Because I said, even if we got 10 cent a kilo now, that would get us to fit to pay all your bills. If I could get out, I would. It's just, you're buried in that deep in debt, and it's such a slow system. Like, if I stop serving sows now, I'd still be selling pigs for the next 9 months.
And would a food ombudsman, would that make the difference, do you think?
You need someone there to regulate it. No point just having someone there as an exercise table there that has to have the clout, like, or no one takes them serious.
My husband's a poultry farmer. We have a farm here with laying hens. I might support him and the other farmers, not just the egg farmers, the chicken men and the pig men. I feel like it's all I can do is to go out and stand with them and be supportive. And not just myself, our four children as well, after school. I've been out the last two evenings, standing out and talking to the customers and explaining why we're there. And personally, the last year is gradually getting worse and worse with the price increases and all this that's going on. It's increasingly stressful, and it's a support to him, because I know he's feeling it this last year especially.
What age are your children, Samantha?
Our oldest is 12 and our youngest is turning 9. We have four children. I pick them up from school, get something to eat, and then they go out and they stand in at the protest. Yeah, they've been talking to people and meeting other farmers, and they want to be there for their daddy. And, you know, they know that it's been tough because they're here as well at the farm, and they're helping out as much as they can, maybe more so than they should be, because at their age they should be playing and having fun and doing stuff that kids do. But they're spending their mornings, especially at the weekends, over picking eggs and trying to help out. Brennan's dad, my husband, his dad is 77. He's working there all day, every day, 7 days a week as well, alongside Brendan. And we're over there at the weekends, and when the kids are off from school, we're helping just to try and ease the burden. And
so what would make the difference for you? What are you asking, and what would you like to see coming from the retailers now?
All they're asking is for 2 cents an egg. Like, it's a small ask. Like, I know times are tough for everybody, and they're probably thinking, oh, you know, everything's going up, but it's going up for us as well. Like, and I'm a customer as well as a farmer's wife, and I know that the prices of everything is going up.
And I know, of course, everyone will have heard this debate going on for years now about the margins that farmers are getting from supermarkets. And we've heard that the minister is going to move, and there have been talk about a food ombudsman or maybe some sort of a watered-down version of that. Would that make the difference, do you think, for you?
It would help. It definitely. It'll keep, like, we're working at a loss, and it's not sustainable. Like, we're actually closing one of our hen houses because we can't afford to keep it open. If somebody had the power to know, go in and, you know, look at it from all angles and see who needs what and police it a bit. Because at the minute, I don't think there's any kind of policing of it.
We'll have the minister in studio, the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConnell, yeah, Logan, in studio today. What would you say to him, you know, as you know, somebody there in a farming family in Cavan?
Well, I have to remember that the farmer is the guy that's producing the food and putting in the work and doing all the stuff, like, you know, looking after the animals, looking after the farm, looking after, making sure they're fed, making sure there's food for to be sent to the supermarkets. Like, they're like my husband there, he's up in the morning and he's gone at 7 o'clock and he's not back maybe till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. He deserves to be paid for what he does, and he's working for near nothing. And then aside from that, he's not getting to spend time with his wife and his children. We miss him. We don't have a life with him. It's really hard. It's hard on him. I worry about him. And now, looking at all the other men and people that are standing outside at the supermarket, I worry for them now as well, because what kind of future is there for farming if this is the way they're being treated? You know, we're just, like, they're on their knees. They need help. My husband hasn't stopped working. He works every day. It's 365 days a year. It's even Christmas Day. He's out. He just, this is the break we need. We need 2 cents an egg. That's all we're asking for.
That was Samantha Riley there, who is an egg producer from Cavan. Minister, you can hear there in Samantha's voice and other farmers, like, these people are at breaking point. You were up in Cavan, I believe, on Thursday for a government event. Did you meet with the protesters at that?
I didn't meet the protesters, but I've met representatives of all sectors right through over the last number of weeks and months. And Samantha's absolutely right. Farmers deserve to be paid for the work that they do, and they need to be paid for the work that they do.
And they need to be paid more than they're being paid.
They need to be paid a proper income and proper representation for the work that they do. And that's essential, that the retail chain is responsive to that. It's been a challenging number of months for family farms because of the particular impact in relation to the war in Ukraine and what happened in relation to feed costs, energy costs, which were particularly challenging for the agricultural sector, and also fertiliser costs. So you spoke to Gary there at the start, for example, in relation to the pig sector. I moved to support the pig sector this year. I delivered 2 packages specifically for them. As Gary himself said, just in the last 3 weeks, I've delivered up to €100,000 per individual pig farm to help to support them. Likewise with the horticulture sector this past year, and also then for beef and sheep farms in relation to the fodder support, the €1,000 for making fodder last year, which is again going to be there this year. But bottom line is that while the government can support, we need a responsive food supply chain whereby if there is increased pressure from a cost point of view on primary producers and family farms, that needs to be immediately responded to in relation to the rest of the supply chain. And that's why I've published the legislation in relation to the new Office for Fairness and Transparency.
Can we just talk about that? Because, yes, you know, there was, you know, you were promoting this in opposition very strongly. Mm-hmm. This was going to be the Holy Grail. This was going to deal with this. But hasn't it moved so far away from what was originally proposed now? The office now won't have the status of ombudsman or of a regulator. It won't have the power to investigate retailers' pricing policies. It won't have the power to mediate disputes. We're now talking about an office of transparency that just shines a light, I think was the phrase you used when you spoke about this recently. Do we not have enough light on this? No. We need somebody with power to actually intervene now.
It will have power, and it will have the power to enforce unfair trading practices, and there will be the capacity there to fine and indeed to bring prosecution where they are being breached. But it's essential that we actually have a statutory office for the first time ever. And you're right, this is something that was very strong on in opposition. Eamon O'Queeve, who was a spokesperson before me, as well.
Would you accept that this has now met reality and you've been told you can't do what you thought you could do in opposition?
No, certainly not. I'm delivering on what we proposed that we would, and I'm calling it because it's not an ombudsman, because we actually need is an active participant in the retail supply chain here that actually works between the various layers in the actual supply chain and actually brings about fairness and transparency.
It's heartbreaking to listen to Samantha's view there, but it's not uncommon, and it's happening right through the agricultural sector. Right now, Chagas reckon that only 37% of farmers are actually making a living off the farm. Another 30% of farmers are only surviving because somebody else is working off the farm. And a full 30% of farmers in this country are actually losing money and going into debt. And every year there's less farmers in this country than the year before. We have a dysfunctional agricultural market. We have a supply chain where we have the farmers, sometimes a factory, and at the end we have a supermarket. It's very profitable, but all the profit is landing in the last two elements of the supply chain. The farmers have been squeezed more and more. In economic terms, it's called an oligopoly. The buyer, the supermarkets and the factories have massive...
The minister has just said he's moving on this.
Listen, the minister's not moving on this because I actually attended an agricultural committee where the minister attended and the former chair of that committee attended. We brought in a bill which was called the Equitable Beef Price Bill, which looked to put a floor under the price of beef so it couldn't be bought for below the price of production. Both the minister and the previous Fine Gael chair said it was unreasonable to legislate that a farmer should always receive a price above the cost of production. So that shows you the mentality of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael with regards to farmers.
OK, I'll let you back in. I just need to let Marion in. Marion.
Yes, I heard what the minister said, but the Agriculture Committee has done a report on this and they've given it to the minister. And what I would say to the minister is he needs to implement what's in that report, because throughout part of my time in the European Parliament, we dealt with this unfair trading practices directive. But what you need is you need a food ombudsman, a food regulator with teeth. This isn't just about ticking a box. This is about stopping those in a dominant position from abusing their power in the food chain. As you said, shining a light on it is not enough. The food ombudsman has to have that power. And I mean, I know a little bit about poultry production because at one point I represented Cavan Monaghan, etc. And one of the things I can tell you is that poultry and egg production are heat and energy intensive. I mean, the cost to those poultry producers because of the rise in energy prices is hugely significant.
Marion, can I just ask you, though? I mean, and this is a very sensitive issue because of this, the cost of living crisis we all find ourselves in. Should retailers, should householders who want to have eggs for their breakfast, should they pay 2 cents more for those eggs?
What we're saying is, Katie, there should be a fair distribution of profits in the system. And there seems to be little doubt that in certain parts of that system, and we're not talking here... No, hold on a minute.
We're not talking about the primary producer.
I will answer your question. We're not talking here about the farmer, the primary producer. In other sectors, whether it's the processor, the distributor, the retailer, that there's more significant profit there. But it's a bit like the price gouging with the energy companies. Okay. The idea here is that nobody gets to make a major profit. This is a food chain. And yes, to answer your question, it may mean at the end of the day that there may be a slight increase in price. But equally, Katie, it might mean that there isn't, because this is about fairness in the food chain. It's not about pushing up prices.
Can I just briefly come in at that point?
I need the minister to respond. Minister.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, people have talked for many, many years, decades, Katie, in relation to what we can do to actually improve fairness in the food supply chain and ensure that farm families get properly paid for what they're doing. As a government now, we are actually moving in that and bringing in an office which actually will deal with and oversee that.
Could the ultimate outcome of this be that it is acknowledged that we are selling food too cheaply, that we cannot sustain this in the long term, that farming families cannot survive because there isn't enough profit for anybody in the system?
The bottom line is farm families need to be paid for the work that they're doing. It is the smaller percentage of the overall...
Who needs to pay that price? Is it consumers or the retail?
It is the smaller percentage of the overall end price. But farmers must be paid properly. And if that means a smaller increase at the end, then if you're to have a sustainable food supply chain, then that is what is required. But what we need is, right throughout the supply chain, clarity in relation to where the margins are, ultimately with the objective of making sure that farmers and farm families get the fair play they deserve. Because what happens too often is,
Katie,
that ultimately that farm families are always the one, and the primary producer is always the one that is getting squeezed in relation to the margin.
We've had this conversation.
Not other levels.
Well, I think everyone agrees with that.
And that is why we're bringing in a statutory office, which actually
very briefly. We've had this conversation exactly the same 5 years ago. There is no need for any increase to the consumer at all. Many of these factories are making billions of euros of profits. Many of these supermarkets are making billions of euros of profits. They're squeezing the profit out of the farmer. The farmer can get a bigger price any increase
Want to read what a statement from Aldi, because that protest has been outside the Aldi supermarket there in Cavan. They say they're hugely frustrated and disappointed at this protest, hugely frustrated at these developments as they undermine the current ongoing discussions with our suppliers. As always, Aldi is committed to working with supporting all of our Irish suppliers. We paid higher prices to egg suppliers in June of this year, which represented the largest increases we have ever agreed, while we are fully engaged in the most recent round of discussions. And they say that they look to support all their suppliers while continuing to shield our customers from price increases as much as possible during this current inflationary period. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave it there. Minister McConnellogue, many thanks for joining us. I know you have to get back to the Ardèche, but we'll take a break.